Qatar, something really interesting happened, which was there was one night when the Emir of Qatar was due to come and watch the play. And that day, and I think even the day before, there'd been unbelievable security sweeps of the building and metal detectors and all that sort of stuff. I mean, for everyone, for the crew and for the cast, everyone had to go through all these hoops to get into the building. And so they were all setting up as you usually would for a show, and the royal family were coming in, we were waiting, and the show was due to start, and they hadn't turned up, and then half an hour came by, and they hadn't turned up again, and Kevin was getting a little bit, the other king in the dressing room was getting a little bit, sort of frustrated by this. And in the end, it turned out he just chose not to come. And it's a curious one. I mean, we'll never know why or what happened or what jumped to it. But, you know, I think if you look at the story of Richard III and you look at the story of the current Qatari emir's family and their situation, I think that, you know, there are some parallels to be drawn. And someone suggested that maybe on his way to the theatre, somebody told him the plot of Richard III and he turned around. You asked me about the standing. Well, I mean, you know, I mentioned earlier, like, my efforts as the sort of director of the film, the documentary film, to sort of bring the colour of the cities and the countries to life and to get the cast out in the world that they were in. And so, in various countries we went to, I used to sort of, you know, see who was interested in going. I organised a trip to the Great Wall in China. We did all sorts of stuff that didn't end up in the film. It was quite a fun thing. You used to sort of come up with these outings, and the cast would generally only have 1 or 2 days off, and so it was an option to go somewhere fun and do something together. And one of those things was, as we were arriving into Qatar, I had to kind of figure out what the ending of the movie was going to be. I mean, how would we get everyone together in this city, which is just basically, Qatar for me felt a bit like a concrete nursery, you know, just a skyscraper nursery. So a couple of weeks before we got there, I started exploring the sort of idea of staying out in the desert and Bedouin tents and doing the sunset. And so it kind of came together that way. I think everyone recognized it was the end of the tour. I think everyone loved the romance of camel rides and sunset and all of that. And it was a really successful moment, you know, and it was sort of, again, a little bit of that moment where, you know, where everything just came together and everyone was there, and it was at the end of a very, very long journey for them all, trekking around the world and trekking through this production every night. And I think it sort of managed to hold it and provide for everyone a sense